It's the Christmas season, and in Puerto Rico, that's a really big 12-day deal. For the tens of thousands of people who've been forced to leave the island after Hurricane Maria, that means celebrating Christmas in an unfamiliar place. Ryan Karen King from member station WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut, has the story of how a Puerto Rican community in Hartford welcomed new arrivals with an island holiday tradition to remind them of home.
Merely Torres Garcia has been living in a hotel room with her husband and two kids after losing part of her house in Puerto Rico to Hurricane Maria. She says spending the Christmas season in the northeastern cold has been hard for her family. But last night, in the noisy atrium of Hartford City Hall, it felt a little bit like Christmas on the island.
My kids are happy. We feel like home in here right now.
Torres Garcia was at a Christmas celebration called a Paranda, where members of Hartford's Puerto Rican community greeted families displaced by the storm with a musical parade and a hot meal. A traditional Puerto Rican paranda is where carolers go from one house to the next, sharing food, drinks, and song late into the night. The celebration was held inside because Hartford is cold. It even snowed Saturday night. But Torres Garcia says the paranda in Hartford made her proud to be Puerto Rican.
It's part of us, what we are. We are loud and we like to dance and we like to sing and we like to do all that stuff, and that only means Puerto Rico.
Carmen Coto grew up in Hartford and had recently moved to the island before the hurricane flooded her house. She says the event started the Christmas season for families who have focused more on recovering from the hurricane.
Christmas hasn't really started for many, and this was like our kickoff for Christmas.
Coto's father, Angel Luis, also came to live on the mainland after the storm. He says he enjoyed the night's festivities, but he wants to go home as soon as he can.
It's different. It's nice over here, but it's not no place like Puerto Rico.
Coto says he was sad during the paranda as he thought about all the people still suffering on the island. But he says at the same time, he was also happy because this was the first time they had gotten to celebrate since the storm. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King in Hartford.
A Puerto Rico primero.